Welcome to the Encompass podcast on Emotional Aspects of Retirement. This podcast is about Encompass's commitment to provide you with additional information to maximize your well-being, whether at work or in your personal life.
During this podcast, we're going to discuss the emotional aspects of retirement. Hi, this is Susie Mansfield. My goal is to get you to think outside the financial box of retirement, to prepare and plan for the next stage of life. The transition into retirement is so much more than the bottom dollar. Let's get started. First, the word retirement refers to withdrawal, leave, removal. You are not withdrawing from life. For many, the thought of retirement means the end, facing the process of aging with negative thoughts. For others, the thoughts are of sleeping in each morning, with no thoughts of their time past 9 o'clock a.m. And then there are the others that wonder what next, with no plan for the next 20 to 30 plus years. There's a great deal of time in that thinking with no plan in place. Second, this plan is in regard to your emotional well-being, not just the financial box we all plan or think about early on. Many times, our whole identity is wrapped up into our career title and position. This thought may cause new emotions to come about that you've not dealt with before. Life is in constant change. There's no way to stop this change, but we must admit there are consequences to not being proactive and having an action plan. As a colleague of mine would say, life with or without a plan still happens. Ask yourself what that life will look like. Get a mental vision of what that would look like. What is your mindset for change and the future? Is it a downhill trajectory, or is it a vivid vision of self-confidence for your plan? With pre-planning your retirement, you have an opportunity to reevaluate what is important and redesign your life in retirement. Sometimes things get off track or expectations have changed. You want to be encouraged to become more self-aware, make healthy choices, and create a rewarding retirement life. You can address these very real issues and create a plan for later life. Here are some things to think about. First of all, you want to plan to manage an exit strategy from your career and manage a new lifestyle change. You need to explore retirement expectations and reframe beliefs about retirement. Plan to engage significant others in the development of a joint vision for the future, especially spouses and family. Take time to define what you want in retirement and build self-confidence in this transition. Plan to bring work goals and retirement goals into sharper focus. Plan to identify possible barriers to a successful retirement transition. Something you could start doing now is what I call catching yourself. Listen to your thoughts and words as you refer to retirement. Take note of what words you use in regards to retirement. Take note about the attitude you carry about retirement. Are those flippant thoughts of no work equals better life, in-depth thoughts, or surface thoughts you are getting caught up into? I can say attitude, attitude, attitude. Your success depends on your awareness of your values and beliefs surrounding retirement, coupled with how you choose to deal with these beliefs. The following questions will help you assess your attitudes and values. There are 11 simple questions to ask yourself. 1. Do you expect your retirement to be a very exciting period in your life? 2. Will your retirement bring new opportunities? 3. Will you expect to be active and a driving force within your retirement? 4. Will life changes be openings to new possibilities? 5. Will you look at life's humor in whatever you do? 6. Do you feel retired people have many advantages over younger people? 7. Do you look forward to having friends of all ages? 8. Do you feel retirement is a great time to try some new ideas and take some new risks? 9. Are you in a position to be creative and generous in your contributions to society? 10. Do you feel you have a good physical life ahead of you? Lastly, this one is very important. Number 11. What gives you a sense of meaning and purpose in life? Something you could start to do is make a written list of meaningful things to you. Are you beginning to see that mental vision of yourself in retirement? Think of your retirement wellness in terms of physical health, mental health, social health, and emotional health. What physical activities do you enjoy? Each of us need to stay active for brain health and mobility. What are your mental health goals in decision-making and being self-responsible? Do you want others to make decisions for you? What are your social goals? How will you stay connected with others? We need stimulation from others in our daily life. And what are your emotional goals? Do you plan to be emotionally resilient? Do you desire a sense of calm and joy? These four areas of wellness may require behavior changes. For example, possibly changes to better our physical health would require eating healthier, weight control, or becoming more serious about physical activity. Mentally, do you choose to do things that are stimulating for your brain health? Socially, do you depend on others, or are you intentional about interacting with others? Emotionally, do you possess coping skills for change and the unexpected? Do you seek positive thoughts and activities to try and to live by? One thing I would suggest in seeking out 3 gratitudes or blessings each day. If you have behavior changes that need your attention, are you willing to address them? How will these behaviors affect your retirement years? These are choices only you can make. I can say again, attitude, attitude, attitude. Another important item to consider is the talk with your spouse, significant other, and/or family members. Know your vision and share it. Own that vision of yourself in retirement. What will your future lifestyle look like, and how will you be spending your time? Be sure you express yourself, but also listen to their ideas. Do not assume their ideas are the same as yours. Ask, listen, and discuss. What do they think of the idea of retirement for you? Do you share the same vision of retirement? Where do you want to live in retirement? What do they see as your legacy? What are your relationship goals in later life? How will you approach and manage getting older? As you gather information about yourself, about your desires, and about your legacy, things will become clearer to you. You will gain self-confidence to carry with you into the next stage of life. Remember, you have choices. Remember, you carry your own attitude. Remember to find 3 different gratitudes or blessings each day. Remember to live well, seeking life's positives and seeking your purpose and meaning in this transition. Remember to enjoy the new identity that you choose. I send my best wishes for your plans of transition into retirement. Start writing down that list of meaningful things to you.
The purpose of this podcast is to provide information only and is not a substitute for mental health services or professional consultation. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only and may not be incorporated with or placed into or associated with advertising of any kind. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. Encompass LLC assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast, or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.